Kino Lamed Aleph. Kino Lamed Aleph, in its many stanzas, lines, contrasts the tremendous, points out and shows the contrast, the tremendous difference, a difference not just of degree, a difference of what the Gemara calls Me'igra Rama Labira Amikta, from the highest heights to the lowest of depths, how Klal Yisrael has fallen. While we were Am Hashem, going out of Mitzrayim, and the Kina, we'll see in a moment, describes the various, the kavod, the glory, the honor, the heights, the kedusha, the tahara, the bonding with Hashem, that was existent, Betzesi mi Mitzrayim. Unfortunately, sadly, tragically, the exact opposite existed at the Churban when they went into Golos, when Klal Yisrael went into Golos, Betzesi mi Yerushalayim. And there are many lessons here. First, of course, is the very tragedy of going Me'igra Roma. If we're capable, and this applies to every individual, we're talking now about Klal Yisrael. But the tragedy of going, of being capable, of having the potential, of actualizing, of having actualized Igra Rama, and to compare, to contrast that, to see and to have experienced and to know about the soaring heights that a nation or a person is capable of, and then to see the depths to which that nation can plummet. This is true about so many aspects of life. It's true about kochos. A person has kochos, he can use them for the good. He can, with the power of speech, for example, he can make hekdesh, he can create kedusha in the world. He can daven, he can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and with the power of speech, a person can talk Lashon Hara, Rechilus, Divrei Tumah, and Mamish create the exact opposite. Every Midah, if you look at an Orcha Sadikim, and you go through every Midah that a person has, every Koach a person has, can be used for Igra Roma, can be used to create Kedusha, to do mitzvahs, to bond, to be Kona Nitzchias. And every Midah, even a Midah which is ostensibly not so good, can be used, has an angle to it, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to use it again for Igra Roma, and we have the Bechira, and unfortunately we can and sometimes do use it for Bira Amikta. And the Kino teaches us that the forces in the universe are there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates, and now we decide. There was a shear, the third line of the Kino. There was a shear when they went out of Mitzrayim, the Kalach of Shear. And if you are not Zochem, if you sin, if you live in Bira Amikta, then that koach of Shir, that's a force in the universe, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, becomes a kino by a konen Yirmiyah. Instead of Az Yashir Moshe, you can have by a konen Yirmiyah. You have a koach of having a bias. It can be a base mikdash. It could be an onon. And that koach of onon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being sochech on Klal Yisrael could be the Hamas El Shochno, Olai Ka'anona, the koach of Hevdil, of creating a schach, acting as a Hevdil between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. the koach of mayim, the koach of dogon, the koach of food, could be the gan shamayim, could be the mon. And in Bira Hamikta, it is lana umrorim, umayim hamorim. You can have Beirish El Miriam, umitsurio zuv umayim in the previous line, and you can have mayim morim. You can have the koach of being soveiv, of constantly being involved with Har Sinai, Boker Boerev, and you can have, and you can be Soviv Naharos Bovel, performing Evel, and so on and so forth. Every line in the Kina teaches us that the Koach in the universe, it teaches us as Musar, that the Koach and forces in the universe are there, and we can decide both in our actions and then in the resultant effect, whether it's going to be Bira, a Gigra Rama, or Lehepech. And on Tisha B'Av we sit now and we nis'abel, because we took the greatest of heights. We took Yitzias Mitzrayim, Matan Torah, building of the Mishkan, and then ultimately the Beis HaMikdash. We took all of that, and we sit here and we cry, we nis'abel, how we turned it around. And the same forces, the same kochos, are now lehepech, lehepech, lehepech. In Chumash, in Bechukosai, in Kisavo, we could be lamala, lamala, and our oivin could be lamato, lamato, and it could be chas v'shalom, and we're experiencing now on Tisha B'Av and talking about lehepech. And don't think, you know, when you're in a matzav of Geula, when you're in a matzav of Yisias Mitzrayim, when you're in a matzav of Mishkan Mikdash, what does it say in Eicha? Who would have ever thought? Who would have thought? Ki yago tsar v'oyev into Yerushalayim and break down the Chomos of Yerushalayim, destroy the Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't take much. Who would have thought 40, 50 years ago that a Jew would be afraid to walk in the street in Eretz Yisrael? The goyim would cower when they saw a 10-year-old child, Jew, walking in the street. Who would have thought then that of course there'll be a milchama over Yerushalayim? Of course we'll have to undergo severe yisurin, gogumagol, and all that it entails. Nobody would have thought so. You would have told this to a person 30 years ago, 40 years ago. He would have said, impossible. We're in Igra Rama. And now we see it's not like that. We're frightened. We're afraid of our shadow. We're afraid to do what any normal people would do. We're afraid. And then the result of that is that we're afraid to walk in the street. We're afraid to go here. We're afraid to go there. This is the Bira Amikta. The end of the Kina has, though, a sense of Nechama. That just as when you're in Igra Rama, you can't believe, you can't imagine there will be a Bira Amikta, the opposite is also true. Yeshua Hashem Keherifayim. We can change Keherifayim. The Yeshua can come Keherifayim. The Ito Achishena, the Geula can come Keherifayim. And we can go from Bira Amikta to Igra Roma. I'm going to take the liberty, my father, Olav HaShalom, had a niggin for this Kina. I'm going to take the liberty of singing. You can join in or say it to yourselves. Eish tukad b'kirbi b'halosi alibi b'tzeisi b'mitzroyim.